Welcome to the Anand Ashram podcast. For those of you who don't know, Anand Ashram is an organization founded in 1991 by our guru, Anand Krishna. One earth, one sky, one humankind is our vision. In this podcast, we will discuss everything from self-empowerment, mental health, spirituality through the eyes of yoga and meditation. What is the difference between transcribing and chanting the mantra? Perhaps it is interconnected, and if so, how many of our senses are involved?
What is the difference when you transcribe the mantras and chant the mantras for spiritual upliftment? Now, to transcribe the mantra, if I understand it correctly, is when you write a mantra over and over. Say you want to chant any mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Mani Padme Hum, any mantra. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. Any mantra, any of these mantras. You keep on chanting 108 times, 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, 1000 times. Or you start writing. In both the things, the involvement of the senses is there. When you are chanting, actually when you are chanting and making sound, it is not just your mouth, but your ears are also involved. You're listening to your own sound. So again, once again, these questions are interconnected. How many of your senses are involved? Why I am talking about senses being involved? Because the whole idea of being in a spiritual atmosphere like this is to withdraw from the external world and to go within. And it is a hard job. It is a difficult job. It's not easy. If somebody has told you that it is easy, it is not easy. We can be thinking that we are working on ourselves, but our mind could be branched out, thinking of other things. So the idea is how to keep busy these senses. My master used to relate a story. Small kid. He was walking by the seaside and he found a lamp, and he had read the story of Aladdin and magic lamp. So this lamp, it looked like the magic lamp. He took the lamp and out of his innocence, small kid, he rubbed the lamp like he saw in the Walt Disney movies. And true, the genie comes. There's a genie coming out from the lamp, and the genie said, "Master, my little master, I am here to serve you now." And the boy thinks, "My God, this is true. What I have been watching is really happening now." So a little kid, and he's being asked, "What do you want, master? Tell me, what do you want?" So first of all, he says, "I want some good food because I am hungry." Anam Brahma, the very first thing that we remember is food. Anam Brahma, the very first realization is that I am hungry. God, food is God. That is the first realization. So I need some good food. So the genie says, "Okay, I can give you anything. I can fulfill all your wishes. But there is one condition." "And what is that condition?" He says, "I cannot be sitting idly. I cannot be doing nothing. I must be doing something." "That's all right. I have got so many things to ask you. I can keep you busy." "Okay. So what food do you want?" "I want some burgers immediately. Burger made in somewhere." The burgers are there. The boy starts to eat burger and the genie says, "Wait. I have got nothing to do now. You cannot keep me idle. You have to give me some work." So the boy says, fine, get me some toys. Immediately the toys are there. And he starts to eat food again. The genie says, no, wait, I have nothing to do now. You can play with your toys later, you can eat your food later, but give me some job to do now. So whatever this little boy would ask, the genie would fulfill his desire, but at the same time, he would not be allowed to enjoy any of these things because the genie is idle and he needs the work. So the boy is confused, but at that moment, he got a brilliant idea. He said, yes, now I know what work to give you. Please make a stair from here to heaven. Okay, within seconds, the staircase there. He said, okay, now I give you some work. While I'm eating and enjoying my play, enjoying my gadgets, enjoying my toys, you go up and come down, go up and come down, go up and come down. When I'm done, I'll call you again. So these are our senses. You have to keep them busy. If the senses are not busy, they will distract you, they'll eat you up again. You can think that you have reached certain state. But if the senses are not busy, the mind will come back again. The mind will rule over you and make your senses work according to what the mind wants, not what you actually want. So keep them busy. Why we have such gatherings, such meeting? All the senses are busy. You're clapping your hands, you're listening, you're watching, you're looking at things, what kind of place this is, you know. You're trying to make sense. If you're here for the first time, you're trying to make sense. What is this place about, you know? And if I had a lot of time, and if this Buddha could be moved, I would change the Buddha every day. So there's something else to see. Some new pratima to see, something new to see. I can, if I had the time, I would change the decoration every day. The idea is to keep your senses busy. Your eyes are busy, your ears are busy, your mouth is busy, there's a smell going on. And your senses are involved. That's the whole key.
Dear friends, the whole idea of meditation is to withdraw from the external world and go within. Would you agree? Tell us your thoughts at Anand Ashram on Instagram, inquisit and subscribe to Anand Ashram YouTube channel. For even more information, visit www.anandashram.asia. To ensure that we do not follow the unending chatter of the mind, keeping our senses busy is key. We hope that this has been an enlightening experience. Follow, share, and join us again soon for another episode. May all creatures be happy.